Welcome to In Conversation with Lyndon Terracini, the podcast where we meet the extraordinary talents, both on stage and off, working at Opera Australia. These conversations were all originally filmed for our streaming service, OA TV. You can find more online at tv.opera.org.au, as well as full productions and behind-the-scenes footage. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to OA TV. And my very special guest today, Julie Lee Goodwin, who will be singing the wonderful role of Hannah Glavari in The Merry Widow that opens at the Sydney Opera House on January the 5th. So, Julie, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's great. It's great to see you.
Yes, indeed.
So, it's finally, we're back doing shows, which will be a wonderful thing.
Absolutely.
And you did some performances last time we did The Merry Widow, mm-hmm. but this time you're doing them all.
That's right.
And it's a great part for you. It's a wonderful...
It is. It's a really thrilling part to come back to, I must say, after such a long stint of, you know, not performing. It sort of has everything on offer for me, and it's such a big role. I like to think of it almost as an operatic musical,
Well, fun. In fact, the first time we met, you came and auditioned, mm-hmm. and you'd been doing a lot of musicals. Mm-hmm. Phantom of the Opera, West Side Story, I think you'd done before.
I have.
Do you want to talk a little bit about what was the difference between coming from the musicals world mm-hmm. into the opera world?
Well, theatrically, not a lot in terms of all of that stage experience that you can bring to any role, I'd like to think. Mm. But certainly with the style of singing and the technique in the singing was a big thing. And of course, colouring a foreign language, I think when you speak the language, it's automatic how you can bring that to life. But when it's in another language, you really need to put a lot of work into that. Mm. So that was all very, very new. And I mean, I started quite young in the musicals, so I think it was just a natural development vocally as well.
Yeah. So how old were you when you started?
I was 19, actually. Yes. And I sort of accidentally landed into it all.
Yeah.
I was very serious student, Lyndon. I mean, when I moved from Brisbane to Sydney, I went to the Conservatorium High School, and it was such a change in terms of how people thought about their instruments and their music. And and so it just became natural that I would be there at 8 a.m. practicing at 8 a.m. Before school and then after school. It was just part of the culture, I guess. So I was very serious, and I had a trajectory, and I thought I'm going to swap and go to Germany in second year, and I had like big plans, and then Phantom just sort of came about, really. I later found out actually that the conductor saw me in a school spectacular concert on TV, and wrote my name in the back of her diary. So I gather they weren't content, I guess, with who they'd found in the audition. So they rang up, they found me through the education department and asked me to audition. So it was and it was an amazing 2-year tour, actually. Yeah. So you're moving out of home and you're growing up, and there was a lot happening that it was amazing. And I did West Side Story, which of course is a beautiful soprano sing, which we revisited
at Opera on the Harbour.
Last year, was it?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And I did Annie as well, actually, musical. And I loved it. It was a great group of people, kids, dogs, that had everything. And it was fun, and it was well paid. But I remember being on stage and feeling as though I had a lot more that I could do vocally, and I wanted to see what that was. Mm. And so I think that was probably the moment for me where I thought, I'm in so green, but I'm going to audition for Opera Australia and see what they say. And thank you, because it must be really lovely for you to see this sort of growth of all these different artists coming
fantastic.
Through.
And yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, so totally green. And Tony Legg was here then, and he was so kind and just showing me the way, I guess. And I came in such a way that it was very healthy singing, very healthy sort of safe repertoire, if you will, a lot of covering, which was hard when you'd come from performing a lot.
But
that's how you learn the ropes. I sort of learned on the job, which is quite amazing thing to do.
It was a fantastic time. But you also are a dancer as well. You studied dance, yeah?
I did. When I was young, I loved it so much. Mm. I mean, I think for me it was about not expressing myself through words. Maybe that wasn't my forte, and so it was something that you could express yourself in such a unique way through dance. And for me, I loved ballet and sort of classical contemporary. And I really sort of had hoped to maybe do that even. At the same time, I was, riding horses and playing basketball. So I'm not sure how serious that was. But I mean, if a singing teacher hadn't have come into the dance school, who knows? You know, things happen for a reason, I guess. But
all of those things that you've done are perfect for Hannah.
They are.
And so it's a fantastic thing that you're doing at this time.
Together.
Yeah, absolutely. It's wonderful.
And I think Graham Murphy, obviously, being the director, has brought a little bit more dance, perhaps, than other productions.
Yeah, No, it's very dance-driven. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you referred to it before, it's kind of like a musical. And the way this production works is very much like a musical. Mm. And it's exciting.
It is.
And it's great for a contemporary audience, too. I think it works much better. Mm. But you've sung a number of roles now with Opera Australia. Including Viaggio Reims recently.
Oh, yes.
Which was a fantastic production. But it was quite a high role too.
It was. So, that was a stretch, I must say.
Yeah, but do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because I realised it was high when we were offering it to you. Mm. But, you know, in all of these things, it's part of a growing process.
Absolutely, and I appreciate that. I think perhaps, or I'd convinced myself anyway, perhaps what made it a little bit more difficult was the fact that I was doing such wonderfully varied repertoire that year, and that maybe I needed a bit more time to get into each genre, so to speak. So there was West Side Story, which was a little bit of a lighter tone. There was La Boheme as well, so the Puccini with some stonking voices that year as well.
No, but you're a fantastic musette.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
And then I think then there was also Susanna, which was running at the same time as the Viaggio. So it was then they sat in very different spots vocally. So it was definitely a stretch. And I think I came, finished West Side Story, and the next week I was in the Viaggio rehearsal room. So it was a fabulous year, and I like being stretched, but I certainly felt that one. It wasn't even so much the height, actually. It was more actually the movement, the accuracy of that movement. Yeah. I mean, if you haven't sung that repertoire before, it's certainly challenging.
Yeah, and it's such a fun piece too that, you know, you have to be really up through the entire show.
Absolutely.
Otherwise it doesn't work.
Absolutely. I mean, there was so much happening in that show, and it was, I think, unexpected in a way for audiences as well.
Yeah.
But even some of my other colleagues were so fab, and even someone like Connell Code, who is, you know, been around for a while, said, "You're upstaging me, you know, with your tiny part versus mine." Like, because it's just the stagecraft, isn't it? That we used to banter about that. Yeah. And such a different role for me too, because I think most of the characters I play are sort of lovely at the core, at least.
Yeah.
She didn't have many redeeming features.
That's true. But another big difference between musicals and opera, obviously, is that you're doing 8 shows a week, or at least 6. Mm-hmm. So do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because obviously you build incredible stamina, but it's a big shift when you're only then maybe doing 2 or 3 shows a week.
Absolutely. I think that there's a definitely a different stamina, but look, it depends on the musical and the style, of course, but I think that ultimately musicals are written in such a way that it is more in the natural part of the voice, apart from some of the classical ones that do hit the top C's and things, but or the big belting roles. But you've got a microphone. When you sing softly, you sing very softly. Mm. You wouldn't hear it in the opera theatre. So there is probably a little bit more of your engagement, I guess, full body. Mm. With the opera, it's, I remember when I being very conscious coming in about being heard even, because I'd practiced so much at times when you weren't feeling well even, and if you've got 2 shows that day, you would ride the mic in those softer sections.
Yeah,
pace yourself. It was about pacing yourself, actually.
And I guess looking after yourself too.
Yes, and being physically fit, which I still think is important for the opera
too,
in a completely different way. But I chat to lots of different singers about their different types of training, which I find really interesting, because there's myths out there about you know, you can't work your abs or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Or, Maya does weightlifting, which I found really interesting, like heavy lifting, not on a performance day.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
It was really different types
of training.
That's
Maya Kovalevsky you're talking about.
Yes, of course. We've done a few things together now. A different approach, I guess, ultimately. But, you know, the rehearsals are much the same. It's 6 days a week rehearsing, and you pace yourself in those rehearsal rooms. So it's not as if an opera singer can't sing every day.
No, absolutely.
It's a different energy, I suppose, in the theatre.
So you've done a lot of repertoire now and been very, very successful. It's fantastic. What are the roles that really appeal to you?
Oh, gosh, that's tricky.
Apart from Hannah, obviously.
Of course, Hannah. She's a highlight. No, actually she is. I mean, Ophelia is a stunning, stunning piece alone, and the way it's set is quite stunning.
Yeah.
I think for me, I'm torn sometimes because sometimes I'm attracted to a character and the complexity of that character, and other times I am attracted to the music more so. So, and to be honest, I think it's important to kind of love whatever you're doing at the time. Sometimes you look back and you think, I didn't really love it. But I think that you have to give everything you have to the character, and that's something I find, no matter what the genre, is important to me. And the way it's written in your voice as well. Certain things just fit beautifully, and others just don't feel quite right.
Yeah. Well, you were saying to me the other day that Velia sits very well for you.
It does.
And it's a strange thing. You know, you can be singing one opera and feel that it doesn't feel right, and the next one feels absolutely wonderful.
And they're rough, and they're sort of the same notes.
Exactly.
It's how they're...
I know.
The order of the notes, maybe.
It's a weird thing.
It is.
Anyway, Julie, you've been fantastically successful.
Thank you.
I'm sure you'll have a tremendous success as Hannah Glavari in The Merry Widow this coming year. But you're going to sing something for us today.
I am. Surprise, surprise.
What could it be?
It's going to be Velia from The Merry Widow.
Fantastic.
As a little sneak preview.
Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Julie Lee Goodwin.
When one day they see the appeared in the wood, a hunter beheld her in crags where he stood. The light was so small upon he could not. As she burned.
Thank you for listening to In Conversation with Lyndon Terracini. We hope you've enjoyed the chat, and we'd love for you to subscribe to the podcast. That way, you'll get each new episode as they're released. We also hope to see you in the theatre in the not-too-distant future. And you can stay up to date with all we've got going on at opera.org.au.